Durant was into this thing to make money, not to build a railroad. He was negotiating with the businessmen of Omaha, Bellevue, Florence, and DeSoto all at once, demanding they give the railroad land for depots, rails, water storage, and more, and he had them in competition against each other. On January 1, 1864, President Dix signed a document formally appointing Peter Day the chief engineer of the UP. Engineer Day wanted to get going on his surveys. He had hired two fine engineers, Samuel B. Reed and James A. Evans, to run a line from the Black Hills, the easternmost thrust of the Rocky Mountains in eastern Wyoming, not to be confused with today's Black Hills of South Dakota, to Salt Lake. They needed to start at once if they were going to finish by the autumn of 1864, but Durant would not approve their expenditures, or Day's salary, for that matter. On April 4, 1864, Day wrote Dodge, "Durant is vacillating and changeable and, to my mind, utterly unfit to head such an enterprise. It is like dancing with a whirlwind to have anything to do with him. Today matters run smoothly, and tomorrow they don't." As Maury Klein, author of a two-volume history of the Union Pacific and easily its finest historian, comments, "Thus was the Union Pacific charged with mismanagement before it had laid a single rail."